The Cosmic Breath. I ask for the universe to be patient in my favor. For I want to be the supernova, the pulsing quasar. When I move ahead on my time slice, I ask the stars if I am one with them, a celestial body, and I am awarded with an awe-shattering shine. Hark! We stay stagnant, circumpolar, hanging vast in almost every unreachable corner, and yet you are but the brown dwarf. I am jolted away from my gentle repose and settled into dread. Understand this. The brown dwarf floats almost as heavy. It has a shine like a flashlight in murky water, but it doesn't mark the night sky. When the comet trails by, will the meteor crumble at its brilliance? Does the black hole warp space and bend time because its presence is too much to bear? Somewhere between the space of my meddling anguish, a whisper non-corporeal and yet ever so solid tickles my ear. Pause your path and listen well. The phrase dances on the tongue of every perceivable frequency, and the ones not yet comprehended. The presence takes a breath, and time itself stalls. The meteor floats not abandoned, surrounded by its contemporaries. It does not turn to gaze upon the comet. The black hole traverses every galaxy, its impact unseen yet always known, and it enjoys its solitude. You may not burn as hot, you may not shine as bright, but you are a temperature that breeds life. You are a temperature that breeds that perfect light, that perfect warmth. You are not an almost star. You are the brown dwarf, and it is as it will be. And suddenly, the universe itself churns. The planets stop their rotation, and it's as if every celestial body echoes and reverberates the temporal entity's words. A bone-chilling, planet-shattering cosmic shift has been made, and I know I am the brown dwarf.